Designing dusty shaker layers in drum and bass. Intermediate. Let's build a shaker stack that instantly makes your groove feel more human, more rolling, and kind of lived in without turning into an annoying hi-hat takeover. Here's the goal. A 2-3 layer shaker system that sits behind your main drums. It should add motion and grit, but your snare still feels like the loudest, sharpest thing up top. That's the whole game in drum and bass. Energy and speed. But the snare stays king. Before we touch any processing, quick mindset shift. Our dusty shaker layer isn't really a shaker part. It's controlled noise management that happens to be rhythmic. If it starts sounding like a clear, distinct hat pattern, you've probably gone too bright, too loud, or too consistent. Step 0. Set the context. Put your project around 172 to 176 BPM. Get a basic drum loop going. Kick where you like it, snare on 2 and 4, and if you already have hats or rides, leave them on. We want to design shakers in context, because solid shakers will lie to you. They always sound cooler solo than they do in a mix. Now create 3 MIDI tracks. Name them Shaker Core, Shaker Dust, and Shaker Ghost. Group them and call the group Shakers Bus. Set starting volumes just so nothing jumps out while you build. Core around minus 14 dB. Dust around minus 20. Ghost around minus 18. Don't treat those numbers like rules. They're just safe starting points. Coach note, before you process anything, decide where this shaker stack is going to sit in the frequency spectrum. Do you want it living mostly in the upper mids, like 2 to 6K for grit and presence? Or do you want it up in the air band, 8 to 12K, for sparkle? Dusty shakers usually win by owning one zone instead of spreading everywhere and fighting your cymbals. For most dusty stacks, I like upper mids for the texture, and I keep the super top controlled. Alright, step 1. Build the core shaker. On Shaker Core, load simpler in one-shot mode. Drop in an actual shaker sample if you've got one. If you don't, a tight closed hat works fine. In drum and bass, nobody's going to arrest you for using a hat as a shaker. It's all about the role it plays. In simpler, keep warp off, turn the filter on, and use a steep high pass, like HB24. Set the cutoff somewhere around 250 to 450 Hz. We're clearing out any useless low junk. A tiny bit of resonance is fine, like 0.2 to 0.35. If the sample feels dull or too polite, pitch it up a couple semitones. Try plus 2 to plus 5. Then put drum bus after simpler. Keep boom off. We don't want low-end inflation on shakers. Add a little drive, like 5 to 12%, and a bit of crunch, maybe 5 to 15. Then use damp to keep the top under control, somewhere around 6 to 10k. Now sequence it. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip. Start with straight 16th notes across the bar. Then create pockets by removing a few hits. A classic move is deleting step 4, 8, and 12. That little breathing pattern stops it from sounding like a sewing machine. Now shape velocity. Accents on the downbeats of the 16th grid. 1, 5, 9, 13. Everything else lower. Aim for a range where your accents might land around 75 to 85, and your quieter hits might be 45 to 60. This velocity contrast is where the hand feel starts. Extra tip. Note length matters. Even though simpler is one shot, the note length can still affect how it feels, especially if your sample is short and your groove is fast. Try shortening a few notes randomly so the pattern breathes. Microdynamics beat more layers every time. Step 2. Make the dust layer. This layer is not a second shaker. It's the fuzzy air, the paper, the sand. You should miss it when it's muted, but you shouldn't clearly identify it as, oh, that's another hat. On shaker dust, load simpler again and choose something noisy. This could be the vinyl Y hat, brushed cymbal, a shaker with lots of texture, or even little Foley sounds like keys, sand, paper, or fabric movement. Now filter it hard. Bandpass is the magic move here. Use BP12. Set frequency somewhere around 2.5 to 6 kHz, and push the resonance up, like 0.6 to 0.9, so it becomes a focused band of texture instead of a full range cymbal. If needed, add a bit of filter drive, 2 to 5 dB, just enough to give it density. Then add redux. Go for downsample first, maybe 2.0 up to 6.0. Keep bit reduction low, like 0 to 2. Then set dry slash wet around 15 to 35%. Downsample gives you that dusty grain without screaming bit crush. After that, add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip both work. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on, and then trim your output so the level stays sane. Optional but very effective. Add auto filter for movement. Another bandpass, centered around 4 kHz. Turn on the LFO. Rate it 1/8 or 1/16th, but keep the amount tiny, like 5 to 12%. This is not a wobble, it's a barely there shimmer of motion. If it feels too obvious, reduce the amount, not the rate. Coach note, use the snare as your reference anchor. Solo the snare and the shakers bust together for a moment. If the snare suddenly feels less in front, it's usually because your shaker stack is too bright around 6 to 10K, or it's too transient Y. Fix that with EQ, dampening, or slightly softer transients on the bus later. Step 3. The ghost layer. This is where the roll and pocket comes from. The ghost layer is the little seat behind the groove that makes drum and bass feel like it's pulling you forward. On Shaker Ghost, load simpler with a similar shaker. You can even duplicate the core track and swap the sample later. Then pitch it slightly down, like -2 to -5 semitones, to make it wittier and less hat-like. Now, sequencing. Instead of a constant pattern, do short bursts of very fast hits, like 1/32 notes, leading into the snare hits. Think of it like a tiny ramp into beat 2 and beat 4. 2 to 4 hits is plenty. You're not rating a drum solo, you're creating a lead-in. Next, groove and timing. Use the groove pool and try something like MPC 16 swing around 55 to 58, or an SB style swing if you have it. Apply it only to the ghost clip, not the whole shaker stack. Amount around 30 to 60%. Then do the secret weapon, track delay. Nudge the ghost track late by about 5 to 15 milliseconds. Late ghost shakers create instant pocket. You'll feel the groove relax and roll without changing the pattern. Advanced variation. If you don't want to write 1/32 MIDI, you can fake a flam with delay. Put delay on the ghost track. Set it to time mode, not sync. Set left and right around 12 to 25 milliseconds. Feedback at 0, and dry/wet around 8 to 18%. Filter the delay return inside the device so it's not bright. That gives you tiny double hits that feel performed. Now we glue everything together on the shaker's bus. First, EQ 8. High pass somewhere between 200 and 500 Hz. Use your ears and the sample. Then, if it's gang sharp, dip around 6 to 9K by 1 to 3 dB with a medium Q. If it's fighting ride cymbals or vocal air, a gentle dip around 10 to 12K can help. Second, drum bus for glue and dirt. Dry 5 to 15%, crunch 10 to 25%, and pull transients slightly negative, like -5 to -15. That softening is a big part of dusty. Damp around 7 to 10K. Boom stays off. Third, a compressor for control. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so the tick still gets through. Release 60 to 120. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're not slamming, we're smoothing. Fourth, small room reverb. Use reverb or hybrid reverb in room mode. Keep it short. Pre-delay 0 to 10 milliseconds. Decay 0.3 to 0.7 seconds. High cut 6 to 9K. Low cut above 500 Hz and keep dry/wet around 6 to 12%. Important drum and bass rule. Shaker reverb should be shorter than snare reverb. Shakers sit. Snares can bloom. If your shaker tail is long, everything turns into fizzy fog. Fifth, utility for width management. If the mix is sparse, you can widen a bit, maybe 110 to 140%. If the mix is busy, keep it closer to 100 and use movement from the dust layer instead. And here's a coach move a lot of people skip. Mono check early. Temporarily throw utility on the shaker bus and set width to 0%. If your shaker energy disappears, it means your width tricks are doing too much phase stuff. Adjust until it still contributes in mono. Phones, clubs, and summed playback will expose this fast. Next, sidechain the shaker's bus to the snare. Put a compressor on the shaker bus. Enable sidechain. Choose the snare track as input. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 60 to 140. Aim for 1 to 4 dB of ducking on snare hits. This is one of the easiest ways to keep the snare crack clean, while still having constant shaker motion. You get energy without masking. If your dust layer gets sharp only in busy moments and you're tired of hunting EQ cuts, quick DS trick. Use multiband dynamics on the shaker bus. Solo the high band, lower the threshold until harsh peaks tuck in, but keep it gentle. You want occasional reduction, not constant clamping. Now let's talk arrangement so it feels like a record. In the intro, you can lean on dust more. Bring dust up 1 or 2 dB, and maybe a touch more room reverb. In the drop, tighten it, reduce reverb a bit. Maybe soften transients slightly less, or just lower the whole bus half a dB so the drums feel more direct. Every 16 bars, do one subtle evolution. Open the dust bandpass a tiny amount. Mute the ghost layer for 2 beats, then bring it back, or add a tiny auto pan on dust only, slowish, like 1/8 rate and 10 to 20% amount, just to keep the loop alive. If you're running rides or open hats, do call and response. Automate the core layer down 1 to 2 dB during ride phrases, and let dust stay more constant. Dust reads like ambience, core reads like a pattern. Common mistakes to avoid quickly. If it's too bright, it will sound amateur fast. Dust doesn't mean treble. If your shaker is louder than your hats, it'll feel like spray cans. If there's no pocket, your timing is too perfect and your velocity is too flat. Groove, track delay, and velocity shaping are your best friends. If you layer without filtering, core and dust will both pile up in the same top end and you'll get harsh smear. If the reverb tail is long, you'll blur the groove and lose snare definition. And if you oversaturate, you'll trade paper for fizz. Back off and use parallel grit if you need more character. Optional pro moves for darker, heavier drum and bass. Try band passing the dust lower, like 1.8 to 4.5K, so the grit lives inside the groove instead of sparkling above it. You can add corpus very subtly on dust, like 3 to 10% wet, to create a little wood or tube resonance. Sweep the tune until it locks, then notch any ringing frequency with EQ, or add erosion in wide noise mode, very low amount, like 0.2 to 1.5, around 4 to 8K, for controlled digital sand. Practice challenge to lock this in. Build the full three-layer group, then make two versions. Version A, jungle dust. Push the dust layer up about 2 dB, increase swing on the ghost, and darken the top a touch with a small dip around 10 to 12K. Version B, modern roller. Make the core tighter, more consistent velocities, increase snare ducking so it clears harder, and shorten the reverb decay to around 0.3 to 0.5 seconds. Then a slash B both versions in your drop with the bass playing, and choose the one that keeps the snare loud and the bass clear. Recap, so you can repeat this every session. Core gives you pulse. Dust gives you texture, bandpassed and gently degraded. Ghost gives you pocket through swing and micro delay. The bus chain cleans, glues, controls space and manages width. This audio version is shortened for playback.